got with us right now the author of Blueprint to Wealth, Gary Stone. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Bulldog. Nice to be with you.
Nice to have you with us, and I guess we could still say Happy New Year, right? We're Happy New Year-ing?
Absolutely. Still Happy New Year-ing.
Yeah, this is the end of it. Right at the end of this week, we're done, though, forever. Like,
that's
it, this year. All right, so a Blueprint to Wealth, which, you know, it seems like I never saw these blueprints before.
Yeah, let me in.
Please, share us tips.
Okay, well, effectively, it's a blueprint to wealth via your 401k in investing for retirement, just doing a lot better than what 401ks do if you just invest in what most people invest in, which is a balanced or target date fund.
So you're saying this is a good idea?
Well, investing, what most people do when they sign up at a new job is they get given a short list, maybe half a page or a page of different funds to choose from in which to make their contributions for their 401k. And most of those funds are either a balanced fund or diversified fund or a target date fund. And what I'm showing and demonstrating in the book is that that's a poor choice for a long-term investment.
So what's a better choice for a long-term investment?
Well, a better choice is to invest in the index of the stock market, where there's more volatility and where the financial industry has been putting out propaganda, if you like, for many decades that you need us to do this for you. You can't do it yourself. It's very difficult. It's very volatile. And you know, beware, do this at your own peril. And by the way, you know, pay us some fees along the way so we can do it for you. And but that's all changed over the last, it changed probably 23 years ago. It started changing, but it's become more and more accessible for everyday investors to invest in an avenue called an exchange-traded fund, an index ETF.
Okay. So, now, I don't know anything about this. I have no idea what you're talking about. I've never heard of a ETF. I don't know any of these, this exchange you talk about or any of these funds. And you want me to do, how long is it going to take me to learn how to do this?
Well that's why I wrote the book, because it just amazes me at how little is known out there. And people, you know, just pick this box and they forget about it for decades. And then when they get to retirement, they find out that they haven't got enough. So the idea behind it is to educate people about this exchange-traded fund, an ETF, which effectively is a fund. It's a mutual fund that just follows the index of the stock market. So you don't have to go and pick stocks and do research and have a broker-dealer or an investment advisor to help you through it. You just invest in the index. So you're just investing in the S&P 500, or the one I prefer is the S&P 400, which is the mid-cap index. You buy it. And how long will it take you? Well, the title of the book is Blueprint to Wealth, 15 minutes a week. But there's two strategies in the book. The one 15 minutes a week, the other is 15 minutes a quarter or an hour a year, where you just every 3 months you just take your 401k contributions or what you'd be contributing on a monthly basis, add them up every quarter, buy some more of the index ETF, reinvest the dividends, and you just do that for the rest of your investing life.
Okay, and so now you just said 15 minutes a quarter. Man, the way I've always, you know, it's one of these things. I always thought quick and easy is how you bake a cake, not how they build a future. My God, it seems quick and easy.
Well, it is. It's actually a recipe. It's a simple. It's a strategy. A strategy is a recipe. That's what it is. You just got to follow it and do that for, as I say, an hour a year at four different intervals. And the odds are that you will beat every 401k out there.
So I'm sure financial advisors all over the place are thrilled that you wrote this book, Gary, because you're just taking them all out of business. Why do we need these people anymore?
Well, there are a lot of financial advisors. Well, you don't. That's the point.
Okay. But now you were a financial advisor, correct?
No, I'm not. I am a financial advisor to a degree, but I'm not the type of financial advisor that sits down and listens to you for an hour as to what your requirements are, and then divides up the money that you have to invest across a number of different mutual funds, and then takes an annual fee of that. You know, what I try and show in the book is that people, financial advisors, will charge somewhere between 0.5% to 1.5%, maybe some even higher, every year of the amount of money you've got to invest. So if you've got $100,000 to invest, then that's only, you know, something like $1,000 to $1,500 a year. But if you've got $1 million to invest, then that the same amount of effort that the financial advisors are charging you $10,000 to $15,000 a year. Now, it's the same effort. Why pay more? And if you do that year after year after year, what the loss of compounding of you paying them fees rather than you having it invested in the stock market for you, you know, adds up to hundreds of thousands of dollars over the long term.
You would hope some financial advisor may put you into something other than just that, and maybe there's something there's other products out there as well. I mean, I know you're talking ETF, and I get the mutual fund, but you know,
I guess, you know, if a financial advisor or a financial planner, you know, their worth comes when you're first setting up. So that you need to have some insurance, you need to have some tax advice, you need to set up an entity. Now, all of that is one-off advice at the beginning of your investing career, if you like. But once you get into the strategy of how you invest your money on an ongoing basis, then that's where I'm saying people should do it themselves. And this wonderful instrument called an exchange-traded fund has simplified the whole world of investing in the stock market for the ordinary everyday investor.
Okay, so now what about people who buy individual stocks? Is that something that is a thing of the past?
Well, you know, there will still be people that will want to do it, but yeah, an exchange-traded fund, in my view, and many others as well, is revolutionizing the way that ordinary people invest. So ordinary people, yes, will over the years, the decades to come, it's taking that long. It should be sooner, but somehow, for some reason, it's taking people a lot longer to work this out, and that's mainly because the financial industry of mutual funds has put so much advertising and propaganda out there that people, you know, just aren't getting the message that they really should be doing it a different way. So in the future, you know, more and more people in the United States, it's about 15% of retirement money is invested in index mutual funds or index ETFs. And that's still relatively low. In other countries, it's much, much lower than that. So it's taking a while for people to get this message. But when they do get it, you know, they don't look back.
So Blueprint to Wealth is the book, and it's available where, Gary?
It's available on www.blueprinttowealth.com, and that'll point you off to Amazon.com or to Kindle. It's also available on other ebook formats like Kobe and others, but certainly you can get the book through Amazon and all through the website, which will point you to Amazon.
Now when people set things up, a lot of times they'll move into a new business and they'll set up a 401k and they'll ask, you know, what your tolerance is, right?
Yeah, and they have to do that because what the regulators like is to have this buffer of compliance that sits between the everyday investor or the punter and the stock market or the investing world, if you like. And that level of compliance, if you like, it over a large number of people, it will reduce the number of occurrences of, you know, naughty, bad things being done. But that's their job. They have to do that. They are their compliance, the rules and regulations under which they operate, it says they have to ask those questions, and then people find out their tolerance for risk. Now, one tolerance for risk over the short term, when I say short term, when you're investing for retirement, that's up to sort of 7 to 10 years. What they'll do is they'll diversify you across a number of different asset classes and different mutual funds, like bonds and the stock market and fixed interest and et cetera, et cetera. Now, diversification is the buzzword they hide behind because they have to do it. It's in the old days, they used to say nobody got fired for buying IBM. Well, no financial advisor can get fired for recommending that you divest. Sorry, that you diversify across a number of different funds and asset classes. But all that is a paradox. It's an unintended paradox because what people should do for the long term when you're investing for 10 years or greater, which is what most people are doing for their 401ks, is invest in the stock market, a single asset class, and invest in the index because the index can't go to zero.
All right.
Does it all make sense?
I have no idea what you just said, but yeah, no, I do. Actually, I do understand what you just said. Gary Stone, thank you. And it's a blueprint to wealth right there. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, sir.